Welcome to the Art Burrito Podcast with Jason Wilkins. Life, art, marketing, and all the deliciousness in between. Here we go.
That is it. That is literally it.
Sweet. That's the first thing that was just
full-time
recorded.
Job.
Literally. I hit record and that was the first thing that came up.
That should be a ringtone.
That's good. Hey, everybody. This is the Art Burrito Podcast and this is episode number 22, I think. I'm 98% positive. And before we get into anything else, we're going to crack open some beers. So I've got just chill, you guys.
We're eager.
I've got the Irish ale, so we'll go ahead and do that. And it kind of has like an Irish accent when you open it. You hear that?
There yeah, it is. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Only the
headphones. Okay, you guys go.
Ooh.
Oh, that was
good. That was a smooth one.
Anyone who can guess what beer that was,
I'll oh man,
gets $100. Whoa.
That's a sweet idea. I never even thought of that. I love that idea.
Distinct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then from the first sip or something, you could probably.
Yeah, that's good.
There you go.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. Cheers. Oh, that's there you go.
Too bad they don't have a clink.
No, no clinking.
That, but
I thought about getting glasses, but then that involves washing stuff.
Ugh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Not worth it. A lot of mold in the office.
Yeah, that too. That too.
It's luckily, like, they can't smell that.
It's so like my garbage peel. My garbage, you kind of forget about it because you don't put much in it. And then there's a lonely banana peel at the bottom that just sits there for like 3 weeks.
I read an article one time that was one of the top things, bad roommate things, was banana peels because they smell like the fastest.
It's really bad.
Yeah.
I had no idea. There was all kinds of other stuff in there. And then I'm like, what is that hairy little thing at the bottom of the... It was a banana. Yeah. It bit me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you were a bad roommate to yourself.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Okay. So on the podcast today, we have Emma Scott of Emma Scott Design. And we have Jordan Porter. Jordan Porter, my brother. And partner at Newfoss Media, which is right across the street from me. And they're doing cool shit over there right now. And I'm excited again because we have another awesome creative on here. And we were just actually talking downstairs how weird it is to see people off of like outside of social media. Mm. It's like seeing your teacher like at the grocery store and you're like, you exist outside of the, you know, the school.
You have a life.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So it's great. And you were saying, you were asking again, like, why the podcast?
Yeah.
That's probably the number one reason, is like putting a face to people you see, in like a real face to people you see on a screen.
Totally.
And even people that I see walking around downtown here, yeah, who you just pass by and you're like, hey, to have them in here to sit down and chat. Even Jordan and I, like, we go out for lunch and beer sometimes, but even just chatting, like, this is cool. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, getting stuff out there that we're kind of working on and, you know, having some fun. So
actually, like, the face to the name or the person or the persona or whatever.
Yeah.
But another part of it is like putting a personality to it too, because there's only so much that you can,
mm-hmm,
you know, gain from talking to someone over like social media.
Yeah. Oh God. Yeah.
Or just seeing them around.
Like, yeah. Or like you said, just on the street. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
On your way.
Yeah.
Well, it's like email, right? Like, you can't get anything across an email. Like, someone, you'll think someone's a total dick in an email, but they're that's not at all what they mean. Right.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Same as social media, can get kind of weird that way.
Oh yeah.
So welcome. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming up to the studio. So as I mentioned, to get things rolling, we'll have you talk about yourself. So where you're from,
bring this one close,
what
to
you're
me
doing
again.
And there is zero time limit. So you can just like, you can just friggin' unleash, just go.
Well, I'll keep it short and sweet, kind of.
Okay.
So that conversation can ensue. But
okay. Good.
Yeah, I grew up in Georgetown. So yeah, I don't know if anyone knows where that is.
Okay.
Sometimes they don't.
It's one of those ones where you know it, but yeah, I'm not sure where it is.
It sounds familiar, yep, but if I say Brampton or Milton, people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So Brampton. Exact, so in there. Yeah. Okay.
So grew up there, was in Toronto for about 10 years, mm-hmm. went to George Brown College.
Oh, did you?
Started doing freelance kind of around just working places and then being like, oh, it'd be cool to get some social media help or some a rebrand or something. Mm-hmm. And just putting it out there that I'm a graphic designer. And then it kind of snowballed from there.
Yeah.
And then moved to Peterborough kind of on a whim.
Mm-hmm.
My parents moved to Hastings. So I just kind of tried it out and picked something close to them. And here I am.
That is 80% of the time when I'm talking to anyone in Toronto.
Yeah.
I have family in Peterborough. I think we're probably going to end up moving there someday.
Yeah.
That's the nice way of saying, like, that's where you go to die.
Yeah.
Like, kind of thing. Like, that's where, which is not the case anymore.
Somebody told me, this is a great quote, and I don't know if you guys know Stephen Shaw, one of the tattoo artists in town.
Yep.
His quote was, I've got one too.
Yeah, yeah.
His quote was, for newlywed and nearly dead. I liked that.
That's 100%.
Remember it.
Yeah. No, I think at one point. Yeah, at one point we did have the oldest population in Canada.
Really?
Yeah, it may or may not be.
Not that long ago either.
Like, no. When I first moved here. A bunch of people have probably died since then.
Invest your stocks in retirement homes. That's what we're trying to tell you.
No, we're getting a nice insurgence of like young blood. Like you've come here and you're doing your thing here. And that's nice to see, especially downtown here.
It's, I love it here. Cause I mean, I grew up in Georgetown, so I just kind of thought I didn't like small towns, but I just didn't like that small town.
No, this is a nice in between.
Yeah.
Like it really is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're doing your thing here.
How long have you been here?
Only about 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. So not like a crazy amount of time, but enough to feel like I know people now and stuff.
Yeah.
It's the little big town or whatever people call it.
Yes.
You see people you know all the time, but it's also pretty large.
Like, yeah. And it's, you still do get that thing where like I still get it from people who are calling me for work here. Like, do you know so-and-so? I'm like, oh yeah, they're connected. You're like there's always the connection. Like you can definitely find that here easily.
That's the exciting thing about starting at a new job or something.
Yeah.
You know you're going to see at least a few people that you've either seen before or met in passing.
Yes.
Or is so-and-so's sister or so-and-so's mom.
So you're doing awesome stuff because, we've been following each other for a year-ish?
Yeah,
somewhere in there,
probably a year.
And we've kind of liked each other's stories. You see the flames or the happy face.
Good for them.
Yay, good job. So I guess we can kind of start out, bringing you guys here together was cool. And I like this because there's that neat connection of brokerage or agency, like hiring out, creatives. Right.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like a cool thing because that's where everything's going now. Like there's not a whole lot. I mean, there's agencies where people are in-house and they're working there full time.
Yeah.
But for freelancers like us, it's a sweet, sweet deal.
Oh yeah.
Like you have the freedom to do what you're going to do. And then you can jump into cool projects that come up, right?
Like you can either get your own clients kind of on the side or somebody else is asking you that they need help with something or it's kind of like a spider web.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Like, I don't need to tell you guys, I worked as a freelancer for a number of years as well, as a writer. And I don't need to tell you guys that there's nothing sweeter than just a job coming out of nowhere.
Yeah.
It's like dropping into your lap. Like, I didn't have to do anything for this.
Yeah.
This is amazing. Okay, great. All I got to do is the work now.
That's
Or a sweet referral.
Yeah.
That's good as gold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm starting to
That was like opening that beer again. That's the
But I'm starting to get a little more of that recently, like more of referrals, like people saying, I've seen Jason do this or he's doing this over here. Maybe it'll be a good fit for you. Are you getting is that the kind of thing that's coming your way?
Yeah. I don't know. It's kind of random. I feel like the longer I've kind of been sharing stuff, people even from my past have become aware that that I'm a graphic designer. And so like over time, I'm getting people from like high school or people I used to work with that are saying, or people I went to school with saying like, I graduated and I'm looking to start a business now and I need to, so it's kind of interesting that it's coming around much later than I thought it would.
Well, even now I'm 42 and I had a friend from high school who created a beard oil.
Oh yeah.
Approached me to do,
I think I saw that.
Yeah. To do a logo. So my version of a logo, which is not even close to what
Jason
you can do.
Hates doing logos. He thinks he's bad at it for some reason.
I don't like it, but
don't,
I did it.
Don't
because,
tell them that.
Yeah. Yeah. It was okay how it turned out, but I just feel like you're pretending. Like it's not my thing. Like I had actually a note down here from earlier today. I was sitting over there. I was thinking how much logo design reminds me of math. To me,
kind of like,
because
there's a calculated
I feel like
aspect.
It's exactly like there's a technicality or technical aspect to it that I just can't wrap my brain around. I have a friend, Greg. I've talked about him before on here. He lives in Connecticut now, but I went to school with him and we both took illustration and that was what we wanted to do, but he took a hard turn into logo design. Like they would ask him to do like your interpretation of whatever. And he'd do a logo, you know, like it wouldn't matter. He just kept pumping out logos and that's how you know you're meant to do something.
Yeah.
And he just like, that's just how his brain works. Like he spits out this awesome work.
Picking the niche type thing.
Yeah. And obviously, but like when you get like a brand and then just being able to capture it so well, like, I don't know how, I just don't know. It just doesn't work for me.
The beard oil looked nice though.
It was okay. But again, didn't feel 100% like me.
Yeah.
So, I'll jump to that question because I'm so curious to know, when something comes in, what your process is on like really figuring out who the client is. Cause that's like, it's such an important thing. Like having yourself branded.
It is. It's because it's like them, really.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it is and it isn't.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of different steps, I feel like, which has been better now than I used to just get somebody coming in, maybe when I was like 22, and I would say, $50, and send them a few options. And they would pick one and then they would take forever changing it or saying they want to see different colors or whatever else. So then I can hear my voice in this.
There you go.
Whoa.
Maybe a little, can you move it like a slightly bit closer?
Because I feel like I can.
Oh, there we go.
Like it sounds better.
That's much better. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. So it's usually starts now where I actually set up, whether it's an in-person meeting or like a phone conversation or even like a detailed email if they'd prefer that. But just breaking down like what their values of as a business would be. Uh-huh. So like any core values I should know about, because you could come to me and say like, I'm starting an animal shelter and I need a logo, but do I know anything about it? Not really. So I could put a cat and a dog on it and be done with it. But if it's going to be
like a metal band, but shelter,
you're like, sweet. Oh, fuck. Yeah.
Good information to know.
How the hell do I do that? But then, it's like, what makes them stand apart from like the Humane Society or whatever else that's going to make you look different and niche to what you specifically are doing different. Like what void are you filling in that industry type of thing? And then kind of it goes into the stylescapes, which I don't know if you guys have seen those kind of around before, but those have been a game changer because then you can pick kind of colors and a general feel before even going into like the actually designing three different logos type of thing.
Really?
Yeah.
What is that?
So it's kind of like a mood board. And there was these guys, like I started watching, I think they have a podcast, but they have a YouTube channel and they're called The Future. And The Future is here. But so they've got these awesome kind of steps on stylescapes and they basically show like it's basically like Pinterest, where you've come up with like, say one of them's like more geometric and it's navy and gold or something. And then they come up with like this whole scheme of like navy and gold branded items that none of it's designed for you. It's just pictures they've pulled off somewhere.
Yeah.
And to give you an idea of like, do you want your brand to look like this feel, or do you want it to look like this cursive feel with pink, or, you know what I mean?
So sorry, who pulls that? The client that, or who gathers that?
It would be the designer. Yeah.
Okay.
So you just kind of pull together.
Oh, so you would pull it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Which create, like, initially I thought, well, this seems like an annoying extra step, a lot of extra time, but the amount of times that I was having like a discovery session with people, just figuring out what their brand is all about, and then sending them three random logos, as much as some of them looked okay, they'd probably come back to me and say, I don't like yellow or something. And I'm like, oh shit.
Yeah. That's like throwing something to see what sticks. And then it's like, you never, none of them could stick.
And yeah.
Then,
and you spent so much time on it. So to spend less time just creating like a mood board of like, okay, this is these colors put together, or like, check out these ones with cursive, or, you know what I mean? Like different text, different colors, different styles.
Yeah.
See how they feel about them. Narrow it down. And as soon as they've said, you know what, love these colors, but I like this text or something, then you have a better idea of where you're going with those three designs you're going to spend a lot of time on.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So, Jordan, when you, were you going to say something?
No, but I think you're, I was, but I think you're going to ask me.
Okay. So what I was going to ask was, you have a client on one end, and then you phone up Emma and say, okay, like, you know, I have a job. What's your role in there? What do you do?
Basically, I'm like, I don't know, the middleman, I suppose. Yeah. So I'm assuming that not everyone knows a ton of freelancers that will do a good job and can actually, like, because, I mean,
it's risky.
It is risky, right? And it's like, No offense whatsoever to either of you guys, but anyone can call themselves an illustrator and anyone can call themselves a graphic designer.
No.
Right. Anyone can, in my case, anyone can call themselves a writer, but
100%.
Are you any good? Or the other thing is like, are you going to be any good for me? You know, you might be a great illustrator or whatever, but this doesn't match my, my shit. Right. So
Instagram's made it okay for that type of thing.
Because, yeah, fair enough. But there are some mediums like the like writing jobs and things like that where you can't really get an idea.
Can't kind of gauge.
It's really highly visible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah.
A little bit.
So, and the other part of it too is like, all right, let's say you own a construction company or something like that, and you've got everything to do on the back end that has to do with building a business, you know, which is infinite amount of things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Do you really want to stop and do your research on what kind of graphic designer you want or what kind of illustrator you want or whatever? Or would you just rather me do it? Mm-hmm. You know, like, cause I know these people, right?
Yeah.
So that's really what, our role is there, right?
Yeah.
So we provide the Rolodex.
Yeah. And it makes sense.
They're vetted.
Right. Sure. Yeah. And it makes sense because they're obviously with you because they trust you to begin with. So if you say, hey, I have somebody lined up that would be perfect for this, they're going to be like, okay, just make it happen kind of thing.
Now, but we are actually trying to develop, and this is like a little bit down the road, when Andrew gets a chance, because he's doing other people's for actual money. For our site, what we want to develop is something that we're going to call the New Foss Group. And so basically what it's going to be is like a portal for our clients will give them like a little temporary login code or whatever to go into this portal on the back end of our site. And let's say they need a graphic designer. Okay. So, well, actually, let me back up. We add these freelancers who, again, are vetted and, you know, good at what they do, but there's tons of them and they're all have a different niche, different style, a different creative, you know, whatever. And we input them into the New Foss Group. You are now a member of the New Foss Group. Great. And what that does is we give the client a code. And if they need a graphic designer, let's say, it'll give them access to that section of the portal. Now, they'll show like four or five samples, depending on the medium of what they need, of each kind of, different samples of each artist or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And then the client, no names, no nothing, no contact information, just samples. And so then the client can say, oh, you know what? I liked number one and I liked number four. And you can go on, you can pick like four you like. And we're like, oh, you picked three of Emma's out of the four you picked. So looks like you really like Emma's style. We're going to contact her and that'll be your person. Yeah. So, and we'll try and do that with like photographers, videographers, obviously graphic designers, illustrators, you name it. Any freelancer, you can apply to be in the new Frost group.
Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah, yeah.
That's kind of cool. That's a cool way to do it.
Because then they can just kind of handpick, like just from seeing what's there.
Yeah. I mean, we talked about it too. And like a lot of the larger clients, I think are going to be like, I don't fucking care. Just like pick someone good.
Yeah.
Like this is what I'm paying you for. Right.
Yeah. And just kind of make it happen.
But with the smaller clients, we found that they quite enjoy shopping for their person, you know. Yeah. It's part of the experience. It's a new business. It's exciting, you know.
You're spending quite a bit of money.
Exactly. You want to have a hand in it, right?
Yeah.
So it's a bit of like fun for them as well as it's efficient and it's guaranteed to get you something that you really want.
Yeah. Yeah.
True.
So I had I also had Kyle on here from Pioneer. Do you know Kyle? Pioneer Inc. So he's a designer actually just around the corner too. And he
I've probably seen him around.
You probably have. Again, one of those things where you definitely
we're like, oh, it's that guy.
You definitely have passed him probably. Yeah.
Seen that face.
Yeah. I had a conversation with him on here about kind of the changing landscape of like design, because when I was in school, I mean, so much has changed since I was in school, but there was none of this like Fiverr or anything where you could just click and get a $5 logo.
Right.
Right.
I saw a nightmare of that recently, actually, because saw somebody, I think somebody local, I won't say who, but their logo. And I saw a couple copies with the same icon. I'm thinking they got it on a Fiverr account. Yeah. And now it's just like a few other people have thought that looks cool. And those are the risks.
Okay. No. See, that's good. That's good that you said that.
Yeah.
Because because I'm not in your industry that way. How have you noticed how it affects anything? Like, do people come to you and say, like, if you give them a price, because you kind of have to know your worth, obviously.
Yeah.
Like same here, people can undercut everything.
Oh yeah.
So, have you ever had an instance where someone's like, oh man, like, no, like I can get it so much cheaper somewhere else or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't really take it to heart. I don't know about you, like, but sometimes I'm just kind of like, you know, that's the cost. So if I undercut myself, then I'm not going to feel good throughout the whole thing. Mm-hmm. 'Cause I'll feel like I'm wasting a lot of my spare time. And ultimately, it's like, how much do they prioritize that service, right?
Yeah.
So like, if you feel like you've contacted me because you value a logo or an illustration, but you can't pay for it, then do you really prioritize it? Like, because it's not that you can't afford, you know, 100, 500, 1,000. Maybe it's in your account or it's possible, but you're not prioritizing it because you don't want to.
Yeah.
So... and I no hard feelings with that, you know, like if somebody's better off going to Fiverr at the beginning, maybe that's the right choice for them. But ultimately the people that I'm choosing to work with are they're choosing to work with me as well. Right.
That's really well said actually. 'Cause, Kyle had the same kind of, you know, he's much like you in his approach. It sounds like he really dives in.
Yeah.
Like Jordan and I have we've both spoken to him about rebranding of certain things, and he doesn't half-ass it. Like he really lives and breathes the brand before he puts anything out. So it sounds like you have the kind of same approach where you're like really trying to get an awesome sense of who they are, which is nothing like Fiverr, which is like the convenience store of everything.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually have the opening done on my podcast on Fiverr.
Oh, I was going to say, Fiverr is really great if you know exactly what you want.
That's what I was going to say.
Right? Like that podcast, it's funny, you know?
And it's
like,
perfect.
Yeah. They have the production costs, you know?
I won't bash it because I know that there are freelancers working on it. And I'm sure those people are being, like, some people on there are probably really good at what they do and they're getting underpaid, which sucks.
Yeah.
By a lot.
So I prefer not to, like, if those people are so good, I wish they could get paid more.
Yes.
But
if
they're choosing to do that, again, another choice that is up to them, right?
Now, how old are you?
29.
Man, you're like so early on to realize that. Like, it's taken me a long time to be like, now I'm pretty firm on what I charge.
Yeah.
And then if you don't like it, then see ya.
There's the occasional like family or friend has asked and you might go, well, but still I try to keep to the same standard.
This is kind of something for both of you actually. And it's on the topic of like working for free, right?
I was just going to ask about that.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
the dreaded,
the
dreaded, do it for experience or portfolio. Right.
So all those memes like, oh, my rent is 800 experiences.
So there is that side of the coin, but there's the other side where like, I will still do free work. When it works for me, when it actually benefits.
Right.
Are you open to that? Like if someone came to you and you're like, they were like, you know, shit, I don't have like the budget.
Yeah.
Sorry, I have no money, but you know, I could put you front and center, you know, your logo and it'll get like 8,000 eyes or something. Again, there's that two sides of that coin where it's like, I hate, we'll give you exposure.
Mm.
That 20 like, years
that
of my
word shouldn't be in the dictionary.
20 years
anymore,
of my fucking
like
life is hearing that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't get it as much anymore, but there is also like, I will do it. I will do stuff if I think it's going to work. Are you guys open to that? Like, is it something you do?
I think it really depends. I think I would do it maybe if it was a volunteer thing for something that I felt strongly about, like say it was, I don't know, like the Cancer Society or Alzheimer's or something. Like maybe if they said, look, this is a not-for-profit company.
Yep.
And if you feel like you want to donate your time, like this is something that's going to help type of thing. But
it would have to be a good combination of things.
Yeah.
That's true.
But also a good cause or something like that.
Or something that you really, like I could see maybe something you really enjoy. Like we mentioned that, you know, the beer cans that you get your art on a beer can. Like maybe you do it just for the sake of like, I like beer and I want to see my art on a can, but I feel like I'm kind of past it because then I'm prioritizing something free over all the paid clients. It doesn't feel fair.
Right. But. Yeah.
When I had like some spare time, if you can call it that, I'm very busy, but I enjoyed doing this one job. Okay. It was like a writing job. I was like writing scripts for this like YouTube channel thing that would like then take the scripts and then animate it around them.
It was cool.
It was fun. Right. And they would give me the topic. So I didn't have to do like any, well, I would have to do quite a bit of research in order to find out about it, but they would be like, this one's going to be on the Tesla Cybertruck. So just, you know, report on it basically. And it was kind of fun. I enjoyed doing it. And so I would do like one a week or something like that and get paid like not that much. But there were some times where I would do writing jobs in order to get the next job. Like they would want a sample job, right? Yeah. Which is kind of lame because sometimes you don't get it.
Yeah.
But with Newfoss, I absolutely can't take any free work.
Yeah.
Because I have overhead charges. Like if you, I would love to build your website for free, but I have to pay Andrew. So like, and I'm not going to pay him personally. The best I can do is like give it to you at cost. Be like, okay, you can pay at the end, but I'm going to track Andrew's hours in this time. And that's just how much you owe. Okay. Yeah. And they'll be like, oh, well, how much is it going to be? I don't know.
Yeah.
10 hours maybe. I don't know. What do you need? Right.
Yeah.
How many edits is this going to take?
Is it an online store or is it just an informational page?
Do you have hosting already? Cause that's going to slow things down. Also, you have to pay for that. I have no control over that.
Yeah.
So there's like, I would love to do it for friends and stuff like that sometimes to like get their business going. And then you know, you can pay me afterwards or whatever once it gets going. But
yeah,
I don't know.
Okay, I'm just going to take a break. Be right back.
Yeah. True.
Okay, we're back. So free work. I'm just going to butt in and say, like, I will do it. I did a mural in the front of a cafe in downtown Toronto. It was a small little spot.
Yeah.
Traffic was insane. So I thought, okay, for sure. So then I had a guy approach me while I was doing it to do his restaurant, which never happened. But who knows? A year from now, he may call me up, right?
Yeah.
So those are opportunities I look for where it's like, it's a little different because those murals are so public. Mm-hmm. Like it's like almost like a performance art kind of thing. So it attracts the people around me. So I can see value in that. Right. I do also really respect the fact that there's a hard line there. Like I'm not doing free work, period. I get that too. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I do think there's me personally in what I do, like there's value in it for me.
Yeah,
for sure.
It just sucks sometimes when there's like an opportunity and it's like, see, this is probably like early stage, and you might relate to this actually, like early stages in your career where you're like just trying to get clients, right? Mm-hmm. Like just trying to get it going, where it's like, okay, I could either do, you know, the free work or the grossly undercut price. I'll accept that, or I won't work at all. So it's like, it's either I take free work or undercut work, or I don't work at all. And, you know, especially with something like you guys, it's a real like love for what you do. Right. So it's something you want to be doing. Mm-hmm. So there's like a weird line there too.
Well, I've had a couple, like there was a neat, I think quote or video that I watched where the response to like the exposure thing was kind of cool. So they talked about like, if you're saying, if somebody comes to you and says, you know, this exposure will be great for you, then, you know, to kind of say, all right, that sounds great, but so why don't you, I don't know, have any way of like proving that yet. So why don't you pay at the beginning? Mm-hmm. And for every time I get a client out of it, we'll just knock down the price, slowly knock down the price. And I'm like, that's a good way to tell people.
Yeah.
Like, okay, if you're promising exposure, let's see it.
Let's see it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Right. So it's like, cause you know, I've had people say that to me and you know, I'm not saying that Instagram followers are the end all be all, but they have maybe 100 followers on their business page and I've got, you know, 1,000 or something. And I'm like, well, what's that doing for me? It seems like it's more helpful for you. It's not really a balance there. Right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So that's kind of an interesting way to respond. I kind of liked it.
Yeah. I've just heard that so many times. It just makes me feel gross.
Yeah.
It's like exposure.
What am I to
what are you? What exactly? Yeah. What exactly does that mean? Like no one can quantify it, right? No one can be like, well, it means this. No, it's just, they just want free work most of the time.
And it goes back to the prioritizing thing, which a cool analogy for it is like, say a restaurant is beginning, but they want to put their money into like the renovations of the actual restaurant because that's what's going to bring people in.
Yeah.
If you put in like zero or like crappy work to the renovation, nobody wants to sit there and eat there, right?
Yeah.
So if you're putting in crappy work to your logo, nobody's going to come to it or see it, right?
Yeah.
It's like, so it's a similar kind of thing, but people prioritize the...
Yeah. I will say that's few and far between for me, even now, like people saying that kind of thing, which is really nice. A lot of the time I get, you know, we really value your process and your art. So we respect your price. And for people to vocalize that, I still find it so cool.
Yeah.
Like, and then even I'm
brings
like...
Brings a tear to your eye.
Sort of. And then even I'm like, really? Oh, neat.
Yeah.
You know,
I guess this is a question for both of you, but more Emma, I guess. But have you ever like created a logo for someone and then, you know, like they love it or whatever and they go off and they like don't quite know how to use it. And then you're they're using it and you're like,
that's a good point.
You didn't crop that right at all. Or that's the web file and you've got it on a t-shirt and now it's like, all pixelated and fucked up. And are you like cringing?
Yeah,
it's like, that's my art.
Yeah, it is. That is a little bit sad when that happens. Because if it's a big enough company, then they're using it probably pretty correctly. because they probably have a team of people that like deal with their marketing or something, and you've given them a great resource. But with smaller businesses, it's just like they'll go into Paint and like crop it onto a photo or something.
Oh,
like,
no. Oh,
I could have given you those files. You could have just added it to the... Yeah, so that's... And I've seen it, it from different perspectives too, where you're like, I had somebody come to me saying they needed a vector of their logo because the designer didn't give them one. And I was kind of confused because I thought usually the only file you get is the vector file.
Because you're working in that.
But he gave him a JPEG.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, weird.
So he got a JPEG and it was small. And so when we were trying to blow it up, I was like, do you want me to just redo this? Like, I don't.
Yeah.
So it was weird. Kind of a
See,
sad.
That's familiar. Like JPEGs are my thing.
Yeah.
Because I'm not, I don't do, listen. I tried Illustrator.
Listen.
No, it's a pain
point. He's standing on the table.
No, yeah. It's a pain point for me because I want to get to know Illustrator so much better. I just don't have the patience. Mm. It just, ugh, man. So I got rid of my Adobe account for Illustrator.
That's sad.
Yeah, so I'm just Photoshop now. But
anyway. If you had like a bootlegged like CS3 or something, you'd probably be down. Yeah.
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 Which I had forever.
Yeah.
By the way, on my other PC. Yeah.
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 Nice.
Where are you finding your inspiration? Like I'm noticing, I don't know if it's as I get older and I'm trying to feel younger. I listen to like a lot of hip hop when I'm working.
Oh yeah.
So I don't know why, but it actually really helps me like get into things.
Nice.
And does music play any kind of part in what you do?
Probably not an integral part.
Yeah.
But it's sometimes on in the background. I feel like it needs to, maybe this is weird, but I feel like it needs to not have lyrics.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. If it has lyrics, then you're paying attention to the lyrics.
See, not me. I can't do podcast and work because I am really trying to listen. Whereas if it's just like
that makes sense.
I can somehow glaze over that. But
yeah. I'm totally on board with the no lyrics thing, especially when I was in school and I was like trying to read.
Oh,
yeah.
The words are popping.
It's crazy. Yeah. You're just like, crap, this is a really good song. All right. Do I either listen to the instrumental or trash music?
Okay, true. Yeah. If I was to read something, I would have a hard time.
It like helps me procrastinate because then I'll be like, hey, wait, after this song though. And then like go, you know.
Yeah. So besides that, where it say you hit a roadblock and you're like, oh man, like you get a new job and a new client comes through the doors and you're just like, I don't know where to start with this, or where am I gonna get this creativity that I need for this? Where does it come from? Is it more of a process? Like you kind of just follow like,
I think maybe it sounds millennial of me. Am I a millennial? 29?
Oh yes.
Yeah.
You are. Yes. Yeah.
So I feel like millennial is like age 15 to 40 or something. Like I feel like it's such a broad spectrum.
Can it be 15 to 42?
You can be a millennial. You're drinking Publican. You're in it.
I'm an official millennial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think it sounds weird, like, or typical, I guess, but I do like Instagram because I've cultivated people that inspire me on there. Mm. Like, I think I saw that somewhere where, and it actually helps that I have like a personal account, which I don't really use as much, but the business account, which is like mostly people that inspire me, nothing depressing, not the news, like just the inspirations. Cause then I'm constantly, even if you find yourself on there and you're like, why was I on here for 30 minutes? At least I was looking at inspirational new things and keeping up with the trends, I guess.
Okay.
So
I find
So
that was actually one of my questions was, do you like, as far as that stuff goes, do you put on blinders and like, or are you inspired by other people out there? Cause I got to the point where I had to get rid of like all these people I was following because it got
your style was starting to.
I don't know what it was. It was like really distracting, and like so now I have like three or four kind of like industry leaders that I kind of follow, not to mimic their style, but kind of see like, holy shit, like they're at the top of their game. What are they doing? So just to kind of see kind of where they're going with their work,
the up and coming.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm right on the same track as you as far as like. I don't want anything negative. I don't know. Yeah. I don't need any of that stuff.
And that's the funny thing is like, cause a lot of people see like, oh, you know, Facebook or Instagram is negative, or I feel bad when I'm on it. But like, ultimately when I started deleting things that were the ones that didn't feel great, it's like, now it's just artists and designers and motivational people. So it feels like when you're looking at it, there's not as much like guilt surrounded by it. It's just kind of like, I'm kind of researching someone.
Yes.
Yeah. It feels productive, which maybe is a weird gray area that I've found, but
yeah, that's funny. I'll sit on my phone and be like, scrolling through. I'm like, then I have to check myself, be like, is this an actual waste of time or am I really actually? Yeah. And a lot of the time, you're subconsciously like consuming stuff that's, because that's all, it's all you follow, stuff that's decent. Like you're like, oh, okay, that's cool. Or, you know, that's happening now.
And in the same vein, it's like, oh, Facebook is negative and all that kind of stuff. Ultimately, it comes down to you.
Yeah.
You start with zero followers and following zero people.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, what have you
it's kind of up to you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like you've created your own circle of whatever it turns out to be, right? So,
Yeah.
I don't know. That's an interesting one. Yeah. The social media thing. I'm trying not to feel that bad about it. But I honestly, like the other day I had a realtor logo to design where it's like, he's young, he wants it to be fun, but still has to be professional, whatever. And I was just on my phone taking screenshots forever about like just different, and maybe it's like too many options for me now, but like at least I've,
don't you love that?
Gathered something that
I love,
helps.
Yeah. I love when people say stuff like that. Like I get that too.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's got to be really professional, but in, along the same lines as your style, like really fun.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what that means exactly.
Yeah.
That's where you start throwing stuff. You're like, this?
Yeah.
This?
I think my favorite thing to remind people, well, maybe it's different with illustration, although they're usually still trying to like get a point across of some kind.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. But like, I like to remind people like what, like aside from just your own personal, like, oh, I like blue, my logo should be blue. But what's your demographic? Like, who are those people? What are they going to see and be like, oh, that speaks to me. Like it's a pizza shop. That's what really reaches out to me or something.
Yeah.
Like it shouldn't be, you know, 'cause you like pink, your logo is pink, you know, it has to speak to, to your demographic.
Yeah.
Part of it is like the psychology behind it too. Right. I mean, like very classic things like green and blue, I think, like instill trust in people. So like a lot of banks are green, like TD's green, BMO's blue, whatever.
Yeah.
And then like orange inspires creativity, I think it was, which is actually why we painted the office orange, partly anyways. But it's also just my favorite color. So
which is your demographic?
Yeah. But I mean, it's in line, right? But if we were to like, I don't know, just like everything black or like gray or something like that, it just wouldn't make sense. Right?
No.
So there's somewhat of a psychological.
Oh yeah. There's always something like
I took, it was actually called interpretive illustration. So there was technical and interpretive. Mm. Technical was like the insides of like a snowmobile for Bombardier. Right. Like, and then there was interpretive, which is like, you know, so I went the la-di-da route. But it's kind of cool the way, I've taken the stuff I do is because a lot of it's very cut and dry. Mm. Like there's no hidden meaning or anything that I do. So I don't really have to like in interpretive illustration. The definition really is like you're trying to get across, for example, say you're an editorial illustrator, you're trying to get across the article in one picture. Right.
Mm.
Whereas like most of the stuff I'm doing is like, for example, I'm doing a map for downtown Peterborough.
Mm.
They're like, here, do a map and make it look cool. So a lot of it, that's kind of a lot of what I do. I would love more challenges like that though.
Mm.
Like really trying to like get across something and kind of like, you know, explore concepts and stuff like that. So I think that it's going to be kind of a goal for mine in the next year or two is actually get editorial work.
So do you find like, do you actually like when people say, you know, free range, do this, or do you like a little bit of direction?
It depends.
Yeah.
It 100% depends. Like, I'll have people say, like, I can get a good feeling. Like, they, for example, my mural stuff, they're like, we've seen what you do. We know what it looks like. Just go. Like the one I did for H&M, their head office, they're like, just go. Like, we know what you do.
Yeah.
Whereas, you have to deal like both you guys do with personalities, where one person seems to have five personalities and I'm dealing with one now and I won't say who. It's someone in Toronto and it's a mural and, I'm going there shortly and I've done five mock-ups for them and they just keep saying the same things over and over, but in a different way. So it's kind of like, so it's like, this can be weird. Not they're probably not gonna listen, but like, so it's like, it's basically text on a brick wall and it's in a historic building in Toronto. And, now they definitely know who it is. And, I'm going to get a call tomorrow. You're fired. So they wanted, I went and met them. They said, I'm going to pay for your time to come to my office. No worries. Mm-hmm. Went and met them, saw the wall.
Yeah.
It was a brick wall. And,
just as expected.
Yes.
It's good.
So he said block letters. Yeah. It's a demo company. And so, okay, cool. Block letters that say perseverance with a,
oh, I saw your mock-up.
Oh, like the
demolition, whatever it's called. I don't know what it's called. And, so I did that. He's like, no, like script. I'm like, the fuck? Letters. Those are two totally different things.
I think people don't actually know because people don't know the serif or the sans serif thing either. Like they'll say, you know, the things on the edges.
But you know what kills me about that is block letters and script.
That's pretty standard.
That's pretty polar standard. Opposite.
Yeah. Polar opposite.
Yeah.
I'm going to do my title and block letters.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Super cool. Like the S.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
S.
So block. here's why I don't care in this instance. Cause, he's paying me very well. So those things
you sold out, man.
I sold out. And I have no problem saying that. But again, talking about kind of your worth, like he's paying for my time.
And that's appropriate.
Like to draw this out, whatever, you know, like no pun intended, but actually like taking the time. Right. So, I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
It's when you have the, like the, you were saying the $50 job early on.
Yeah.
And then like just,
you're
picking,
like, oh God,
just ripping it apart.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But this, at least that, like, that's fine because that's what you're paid. You know what I mean? It's like, maybe we'll joke around about it, but ultimately you're like, I'm getting paid for my time. Yeah. Otherwise I would have walked out of this situation. Right.
So if you're listening, I appreciate the work.
And it's going to look beautiful.
how are you going to do that, by the way? Like on the brick?
I figured this out.
All right. Oh. Let's hear it.
Cause I started working. Strategy. I started working with spray paint. Right. So I made myself, I have an awesome printer in town, Doss Printing in town. Mm. And he's done me a template that I'm going to cut out and then stick to the wall and just go, I'm going to literally get there and go, shh.
Wow. Is that fun or is that part, like, it's fun still like coming up with the concept, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. Like most of the work was done just on my iPad.
Yeah.
And then send it to the printer and then. And then I'll go there with the template and just go. Zoop.
I always wondered about spray paint because to me it seems like it would be like such a messy medium. Like where, like how do people know? Also, like how do they get certain lines?
I can't believe what people do with spray paint.
I know.
Okay, so this is something I want to get into, and I follow.
Do you follow Emily May Rose?
I do.
Yeah, she did she did the one at what's the other brewery.
Yeah.
We can't say. Bob Cajun.
So I followed her from the get-go.
But not as good as public.
And I have a shirt from her. And she's killing it.
Yeah.
Is that spray paint on that?
It's spray paint. She does. Yeah.
No shit.
I know. Yeah. See, I'm like, how do they get such small lines? But I think the closer you go.
Well, here's what they do. Because I've hit up a few people I follow. and this guy Durothird in Toronto.
I think
and
I follow a lot of them too. So it's just neat to me.
So he, I said, I want to start getting into it. So what do I do? He goes, there's different caps. Literally, you buy different caps that have different spray and like different nozzles.
Yeah.
So you can get super fine to.
Oh, and is that what those like, I see like the little straws kind of.
So you can just. Yeah. So there's mine, my Martha Stewart over there. but I chose those because the colors are awesome. Nice. They smell and I almost passed out actually. No lie.
Oh, what?
In here.
Is like the new like or what are the main colors, like the red orange or the red?
Yeah.
Yeah. Primary colors. I'm like complimentary. That's not the one.
I almost couldn't remember. Yeah. But those are like
when artists drink, they can't remember
Jesus.
The primary colors.
Color theory. Oh boy. But yeah, that's something I want to start getting into. And, but it does freak me out a little because I'm intimidated because you look at the stuff people are doing with spray paint. I'm like, I don't know.
It's crazy.
Yeah. It's wild. Totally wild.
Don't do it inside.
Yeah. That was a big mistake.
Sean and I, spray painted.
Oh yeah.
You like this pipe in the office red because it was like plastic. Right. So we're like, we can't really paint it. And we want it to be like, we didn't want the brush strokes on it. You know what I mean? So we're like, let's just spray paint it. Like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
It's like a fucking basement, you know, like there's no windows.
It's worse than in here. And here was bad.
Yeah. And you got the window open and
I have a window
fan going. We didn't have fans going. We're just down there killing ourselves.
Well, you can open that window.
Opening a business and losing brain cells.
I hadn't eaten. And
just part of the game, right?
Yeah. I hadn't eaten anything. And it was like noon and I started doing it. And yeah, it was touch and go there for a bit. I was sitting here. I was like, maybe should leave. Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
But I'm so tired.
Yeah. Jason.
We just find you with yellow paint all over your past. Yeah.
You know that like outline?
Yeah. Nice.
So you came out of school a while ago now?
Yeah.
I mean, not 20 years ago like me, but like 9 years ago, 8 years ago,
yeah,
maybe?
Something like I think I graduated 2000. No, wait, yeah, 2011.
Okay,
or 12.
Yeah. So what have you learned since then? Since coming out? So if you're talking to somebody that's like almost ready to graduate,
yeah,
from a similar program, what like what would you say?
I actually had a friend. And he'd probably like if I said his name, Stephen Priestman.
Mm-hmm.
And he works.
Hey, Stephen. What's up?
I'll tell him that he should watch this or listen to it. But I'm pretty sure he told me when, like, the first year I was out of school, and he was like, if you're not creating like every day or frequently, then you're not that serious about the industry. And I thought, because I was still just out of school, thinking that you only work on stuff for projects. Like, it's just demanding, you do it for projects, and that's it.
Yeah.
And as soon as, like, it took till much later on, like your parents, you know, you think it's silly at the time, and then you go, oh, they were actually right.
Yes.
But yeah, so I think he said that to me, and I didn't really get it until when I actually started doing freelance on my own and then said, okay, this makes a lot of sense. Cause now that I'm actually having fun with it and being like, you know what, I'm going to create a poster for fun or a friend, is having a birthday and I'm going to make them a cool card or something. Like, yeah. Like as soon as you start doing it, because the reason that you got into it, because you love doing it.
Yeah.
Then you can actually work doing it.
But then it also spurs on other ideas.
You know, right. You can also like sometimes sell those things. I remember one time I was talking to Kyle McDonald there, and he's awful at Instagram, like social media, he's so bad.
Oh no,
he knows it. He'll funny.
Tell you that, yeah.
But like he'll go on like a spree, and so he'll like post like 10 things at once, sort of thing, like individual things, whatever.
Yeah.
But he went on the spree like last year or something like that, and he created this packaging for a like dog food sort of thing or like pet food or whatever it is. And I think he just called it Breed, and it was like super simple. Like he just made like a ton of different bags and like posted them all.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess somebody contacted him on Instagram and was like, hey, like, that's a really cool brand. Like, what's that company? I couldn't find it. He's like, it isn't one. You want to buy it? And he sold it. And it was just kind of like a fun thing.
So
yeah, as far as I know, like it was just a fun thing that he wanted to do.
Yeah.
And he does that kind of stuff all the time. He just kind of like when it strikes, right? Yeah.
So Greg, my friend Greg in Connecticut, who's the designer, he does that all day long when he's not working on something. You should see his feed for sale through, you know, just like sale. And yeah. He'll just combine two of the weirdest things, like an animal and like a truck or something, and call it something cool. And he'll just be like, yeah, I'm selling this. And
yeah,
he does fairly well. Like,
that's one way to do it, eh? Because then you kind of bypass all the changes except for the business name.
But if not for that, like I said, just to have it just generates ideas. Like,
yeah, that's what it is, right?
And that's like super valuable for me, especially like because if I'm working on a project and I'm kind of in a funk, but then I do a few things like for myself, then it kind of shakes things out
up
there that I can kind of like, okay, now I can think clearly. And
I mean, I think I had a friend, like she had a bunch of different ideas for like restaurants, breweries, like she just had these entrepreneurial kind of ideas. And so like occasionally for fun, I'd be like, oh, okay, yeah, brewery, like what could I do with that kind of thing? If she asked me to do that, not many of them came into like actually happening, but they were still really cool to work on. Cause if you're never going to work on a beer brand, well, also they're not really going to see what kind of work you do for beer brands. So you might as well do something about it.
Do you create things and then think of them in terms of how it will affect your next job? Mm. When I'm doing something, I have a hard time thinking, like I focus on what the job is and, you know, all the stuff that goes into that, but it's always in the back of my brain. Like this is now going to affect the next thing that comes in because now I'm putting this out there and it has to be really good. And then I know that, okay, someone's seeing that and then they boom, 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 kind of snowballs. Right.
100%.
Do you keep that back there? Like, kind of like, okay, I have to put out something good. I mean, you always want to anyway.
Yeah.
But I find that if I need a motivator, like that's it.
Sure. No, I agree. Cause I think that sometimes if somebody's picked like my lesser favorite option of the things that I've sent them or something, like maybe I'm still proud of it, but I'm stoked still about the other couple options that I get. And sometimes I'll even share those.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I just thought this was really unique and really cool.
Yeah.
You know, unselected logo from whatever, just for the sake of being like, this is something different. Maybe a lot of them are starting to look the same because people want the same things.
Yes.
Like, oh yeah. Okay. Just sans serif text. Pretty simple.
Yeah.
But if you want to show something different, sometimes it's cool to show like even the options that weren't picked because they were different.
Yeah.
So definitely just to show like, and at least versatility, right?
Yeah. Right. Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Cause that's if they're like, oh, it's the same every time.
Or, yeah. And I get bored very easily too. So like versatility is like in my day to day, I'm always trying new stuff that is sometimes really stupid.
That's probably an creative person thing.
Do you know what I have? I have numerous Instagram accounts for things I've tried.
What? So,
King Robot.
So I have King Robot, which is my apparel line, which is
just like, Nick wears it.
I know he
Nick
does.
Nick the barber wears his shirt all the time.
So that's but the thing is that's sitting there. It's not going to go anywhere. Yeah. So if I decide to bring
it your shirt too?
No, this is actually. Isn't this cool?
Oh yeah, Redemption.
It's an animal sanctuary.
There's another one, Fetch and Release. They always have
great
creative names.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And then I have another Instagram account that I picked up. Like you don't know. Sometimes you don't know what the next month's going to bring. So I think it was like a moment where I was freaking out. I was like, oh shit, I don't have anything lined up for next month. I have to come up with something quick. So, we have 30 seconds. I'm going to finish this story and then we'll stop and come back. It's called Heads on Friends. So, you know, I do my characters. I was going to do people's heads on their favorite Friends character.
What? expensive. You know what's crazy? I feel like that would be a money maker.
I know. That's what I was thinking. I was thinking.
That's a total idea that you get in like desperation at the end of the month.
It is.
It's the 26th.
It is. And now it's still sitting there. So yeah. I'm like, and I keep getting notifications. You know, so and so might be interested in Heads on Friends.
It was probably going to be like, oh,
do you sorry.
Need to pause it? And,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? I just, oh, what the freak? I said I was recording all that time and I wasn't even recording. No, the first two, just not the last one.
Oh, I was like, unreal. Oh, yeah.
That happened to us. That happened to Sean and I. We had Becca Foot on. She's a dog walker in town. Pause PTBO.
She's a dog walker and her last name's Foot. That's awesome.
Yeah, she's excellent. She
really should have taken advantage of that. Like dogs
on the I don't know, right? I know. It's with an E.
Oh.
But I mean, it still sounds, it's still Foot, you know?
Yeah.
But we had her on the podcast and we use like one of those Zoom recorders.
Yeah.
So it's like a two input, kind of like this, but it's portable.
Yeah.
It like takes batteries and the batteries died.
Oh shit.
And we just like didn't notice. Like it was on, we went for like 45 minutes.
Oh no.
And it was a good one too. And we were like, oh,
that's the worst.
Heartbroken. So we started again. And we're like,
well, I'm actually kind of annoyed that we missed.
It's deflating, you know, and that's not what you want.
No,
that's upsetting.
I'm kind of annoyed we missed the first 2 minutes of that.
Yeah. What did we say? Oh, the cool. Crack of the beer.
It was cool stuff.
You missed the crack
well,
of the beer.
Okay. So let's,
they still don't know what beer it is now.
You know what we'll do? We'll do like a, this happened last time on.
Yeah.
So Emma, she opened a beer. And I think that was really it.
I mean, we figured out the headphones. And that was
The headphones. Oh, yeah. Emma had the headphones on backwards for the last hour. Yeah. So that's okay.
They were sliding back, but the beer still, was nice.
You could still hear. Yeah. You guys talk for a sec. I'm going to get another beer.
Okay. Do you, and obviously say as much as you're like allowed to say here, but do you have any like really cool projects in the works right now or anything on the horizon that you're going to be working on?
In the works. That's like, I mean, there's the one that I'm doing. That's the jewelry company, which I think is really cool. Cause it's like, she's got it like basically like stones, like that kind of like, gemstone tarot type vibe, which I thought
that's cool.
Yeah. And I thought that one was really turning out quite cool and we're still kind of in the midst of it. But she doesn't have Instagram and I shared the logo already. So I'm getting her out there before she's out there. But normally I feel like I would probably wait till they share it because people like to announce things, but she's not on there. So she doesn't mind.
Nice.
Don't want to feel like I just do that to everyone. Like, no, I'm first. But I think I have a couple kind of that I'm doing. One's like a steampunk type vibe, which is kind of cool.
Mm.
And the other is kind of that fun, fresh, young realtor one. So that's going to be, honestly, they're both kind of cool because they're different. So it's not like two people asking for the exact same.
Yeah.
You can only do like, you know, a really basic logo so many times before you're like,
they're all
starting to look pretty similar. But
is that hard to like, you know, because they are so different, like switching back and forth between the two?
I feel like it's not bad because, I mean, like it kind of keeps things fresh. Like if I'm getting bored of one, going like, you know what, this is kind of frustrating me, I can just shift to the other, and vice versa. But yeah, if they're all like pretty basic ones, it's tough sometimes because you got to get either creative with the lettering or like it has to be their custom lettering that's kind of more interesting or like what do you do to make a simple one like super unique, I guess.
Do you come up with your own fonts?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I feel like I often just edit like free ones.
Yeah.
Like I'll just find a free one that seems like quite similar and then just edit it because they're not going to be like probably exactly what you want.
Yeah.
So
it gets so crazy with the fonts sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, actually, Becca from Pause PTBO, a friend of hers, like who was working at a design firm or something like that did her logo like a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. And she since like stopped working there or whatever. But she was like, okay, I'm just gonna give you this font. But just so you know, like this font is worth like $2,000. I'm like, what the fuck? Like that's so unnecessary. Like it's text and it's nothing special.
Yeah.
It's exactly as you think it looks.
Yeah.
I know. I'm curious. Like, cause fonts are all different costs, right? Like there could be like a cursive one that they're like, yeah, okay, $30 to use it or whatever. And then there's some that are, yeah, like thousands or yeah. And it's like, I don't really know if it's just like that person's name is bigger and they're creating something.
Right.
Or is it like the intricacy? Cause a lot of times they don't seem that intricate.
Yeah.
So
see, typography is like it's a new thing for me in the last like 6 months since I've been doing my mural stuff. Cause I'm more interested in it.
Yeah.
But it's such a cool thing. Like I follow a few people who do it, like, that's what they do for a living. Like mm-hmm. they make fonts and they do like cool things with them. And I think it's like, it's such a neat, they're hard to make look cool. Like I find anyway.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm like, I'm trying to pull up Becca's so I can show you guys like a large version of it. But, it's somewhat ridiculous. Like, okay, that, and I mean, and every, one? Yeah. $2,000 for this. Now, you guys at home, you can't see it, but if you are listening, just look up Pause PTBO, give her a follow, and look at that. Look at that. That looks like font. I mean, it's basic font. It's ridiculous. It kind of reminds me. Yeah, it kind of reminds me, and we come across this a lot, like getting hosting and all that stuff for our clients. But generally when you have to like buy a domain name, sometimes it's like creating your character name on an online game. It's like everything is gone already, right?
Yeah.
And there's like people that will just mine website domains and just like buy them and never do anything with them, but they own it. And they'll sell them for like $30,000. Like if you think of a really good, really simple, if you can find like fresh.com or something like that.
Yeah.
Something simple that someone's definitely going to look for one time and just put the price at $20,000 and a massive company really wants fresh.com.
Yeah.
There's a real chance that you can make $30,000 off of that. And mind you, you're buying it for like $3.
Yeah.
Right. If it's available. Right. So, but it's just kind of shiesty. It's stupid.
It's like the rental scene or whatever. But then also I had a guy recently similar to this. Well, on the same topic of this story where he wanted business cards like urgently, but he picked a domain that was like available. Like when you go to it, it says, this is nothing. But he hadn't inquired to anyone about it. Like not like to GoDaddy or whatever the server was for it. And I'm like, you better check before you get those business cards. Cause what if somebody's charging you like, yeah, man, that one's going to be 15,000. Like, you know, and then you're paying like, it's like, maybe check into that first, actually get it set up before getting your business cards. Cause it's not going to be worth it.
The last time I downloaded a font was when I did, you can't see it behind these things here, but that was, an Avengers themed like corporate poster. So they wanted the font to be exact the Avengers font, and they do have an Avengers font, so I downloaded that.
Yeah. And was it free?
It was free.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's
sometimes it works out. Right. Yeah. I just noticed your Shazi tattoo.
So he did there. Yeah, well, you know, he does that. The first piece of this he did that. Yeah.
Because he gave me one, too, of the... I've got the arm. Well, actually, funny enough,
nice,
it's this one here. So he knew this tattooer from Toronto. Tammy Kim is her name.
Yeah.
She's in Vancouver now. But I got this done by her and then came to Peterborough, and he was like, oh, I know her.
Did he recognize the art?
Yeah, he recognized it, which is, I think, is really cool with tattoo artists. It's like, it's a, if you're an artist too, and people can start recognizing your work, it's just kind of neat. And so he kind of not replicated, but like came up with some of the similar colors.
I can see that
to match.
Yeah,
like he did the same olive tones and stuff. Yeah. So that was really cool. And it was just like a small world moment.
Yeah. I was supposed to get my whole arm done and then it just never went back.
Yeah.
So
I do like getting them done, but
yeah,
I'm like a huge wimp when it comes to it.
Do you have any?
I have like one small, they're all small. I have a couple. I have a small here and I have like a wind rose right here. That's like this big probably.
Yeah.
And then I have
wind rose.
Like a compass. Like a map style compass.
Let me tell you, this one here.
Oh, that looks like the same hand.
This one hurt like a bit.
Yeah, similar to that.
Oh, that's nice.
I'd show you, but I got to take my pants off.
No one's going to see.
Yeah.
But this, he had to put, so it was one of those things where, again, you don't want to feel like,
yeah,
you know, a total wimp.
That's
so,
a weird spot.
So I'm laying there and I'm like, oh, dear God. Oh, dear God. He's like, you okay? I'm fine. Fine. And he goes, let me just put some numbing cream on it just because I just in case.
What? That's a thing? Nobody ever said that to me.
But apparently he said it's very expensive and he doesn't do it for everyone. But I think he noticed like, okay.
Yeah. But I didn't like almost pass out every single time.
You do?
Every time. I actually did pass out one time.
Really?
But that was,
oh,
that was,
shit.
He's like, you're really easy to tattoo. And it's like, oh, he's
just the guy's dead. Yeah. Yeah. No, I have like a shitty stick and poke wave tattoo right here. Sean did that actually. Yeah. Years ago, Sean did that. And I was like, just do it. Like, cause they're all doing it. I was like, I'll get one. Sure. That was my first tattoo, that stick and poke on the ankle, which was a great idea. And then I have another stick and poke right here, which I didn't pass out for, but
the ankle was surprisingly difficult.
Yeah. Well, it's like pretty bony, right? But I passed out like, and they thought I was joking. And so I was like with Hunter and Sean.
They're like kicking you.
Yeah. Almost like. I was like laying down and like I'm like in the living room or whatever, and he's doing the thing, and like I'm going through and I was like, I feel like I was like just stop. And he's like, you're being a pussy. Come on, like let's just go, just keep going. And I was like, I'm almost done. It's gonna take forever if you just keep telling me to stop. I was like, well, it hurts, you know.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, stop. You gotta stop. I feel like I'm gonna pass out. And that was the last thing I remembered. The ankle one.
And then you woke up and it was done.
And I woke well. I wish. I was like, keep going if that happens again. Because I was like halfway done.
Then you're asleep.
Yeah, I'm asleep. Right. Like, I'm not going to die probably, right? So anyways, I woke up and to like, I was on the ground. I've never passed out before or since.
Yeah.
It's a weird experience for sure. And yeah, I passed out. It was really, really strange. And every single time I've gotten like any other tattoo, I'm like on the verge. But I know it's something now. But it's I do everything to prepare. Like I eat a good meal. Like Gatorade. I'm super hydrated. Gatorade, nothing helps.
Oh my God.
Really, eh?
See, I feel like I'm okay with them. Like unless they're more than like a few hours, then I might by the end be like, let's go. Yeah,
this was like, this is a couple. But anyway, it was like 3 hours at a time. Oh. So it gets to be like a little bit.
Yeah. You know? It for me, it's like once they've done the outline, I'm fine. I'm like, yeah, okay, this is great.
Yeah.
And then as soon as they start coloring on top of,
oh shit, that hurts.
The because
the needles, because with the color, like, there's multiple needles. It's not just the individual.
Yeah.
Because and then they go like this.
Yeah.
Like they're coloring a fucking coloring book.
Yeah. And you're like, hello.
They're like,
you're not erasing something in elementary school. This is my arm.
Anyway.
But yeah, that hurt. Yeah, I think the ribs was the most painful one for me.
Oh, dear God.
I heard it was painful and still I was like, I'm going to get the ribs done. So I got the ribs done. And
Heidi my wife has
that.
It
was only a half hour and I was like shaking and the lines are off and So.
Yeah. But my wife has a bird here and that's what she, right here.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I don't know. I can never.
I think that's the only one where like a small tear came down the side of my face and they were like, are you okay? I'm like, it's fine.
It's fine. Proceed. It's
fine. Just get it over with. Yeah. That was the only one. The rest of them, you can kind of just.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not, fine. Well, the first one I got was a Superman one, which I think he covered up because it was right here.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, because it was like, it was so, it was kind of.
Looking old.
You're looking old. I got it with like.
Remember 17. When mom caught you with that?
Oh, I remember.
She was like vehemently against tattoos, or at least was anyways.
Early.
Is she
and
still?
She was, he was, oh no, yeah. It was your son one. or whatever it is. You're coming out of the shower and she's like, nice tattoo. And he's like, shit.
Yeah, it was. It was this one. Yeah. And I came into the shower. I'm just standing there. She goes, nice tattoo, Jace. I'm like, oh no, this is not going to be good.
What were the consequences?
Nothing. That was it.
That was it.
If you know, no,
it's just a sassy, like,
if you know our mom, it's all she has to do is give you like a look and you're like, oh fuck.
It's like, that's you're it. Dead to me for a while. Yeah.
Actually, what's weird is nothing really happens.
It's just terrifying.
It's just, you know, there's some disappointment. Yeah. That was enough, I think.
And that's pretty sad. Yeah. When you're like, really? It's okay. I think it's a different, it's like a different generational thing though, right? Because like from maybe not my parents' time, but like their grandparents for sure were like, anyone who has tattoos has been to jail or is in a bike gang.
Yes. That's absolutely how it
or
was.
Or robs stores.
Well, grandma...
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You know how like the old guy, you see like an old guy with a tattoo, it's like that one with like, that's like right on top of the forearm.
The forearm, yes.
You know what I mean? It's like, it's,
yeah.
Abe Simpson flying fish.
Yeah. I think Gran saw the like my arm for the first time and she was like, what did you do to yourself?
Yeah. Like, oh. I think it's like shocking at first for them, you know, like, do you know that this family member is covered and tattooed?
Our cousin Tyler is like
full body,
absolutely covered.
Yeah,
like not a spare centimeter.
The, the like spotlight off of you. Then no.
He does, but for other reasons.
Yeah, but do you know what also? Ooh. Oh yeah,
zing.
Do you know what else is hilarious about that? The last thing he was at, he goes, shh, don't tell. I'm like, what do you, don't tell anybody. It's all over your fucking body. Yeah. How are you hiding this? He goes, yeah, take a look. And it's like literally, I would say probably 80% of his body's covered.
So did he just wear like turtlenecks all year round?
He had like a long sleeve shirt. I don't know why I don't think he really cares. But he was kind of just like, you know, just keep it on the down low. Just like it's, you know. Oh, boy. So... What I don't know. I don't have any other questions.
Oh, I have one more question. I was wondering why it's called New Fast Media.
There you go.
That was one that I thought of at the beginning and only remembered just now.
Good.
Well, it's not called New Fast Media. It's called New Fast Media. Yeah. But the reason that it's called New Fast Media is it's a Gaelic word or two Gaelic words mashed into one. Okay. So nua and fos are the Gaelic words that create new fos. Nua means new, fos means growth. So new growth. Yeah. Oh. Kind of fits in with the whole we'll build your business sort of thing. And it's nice. And we kind of wanted something that didn't make any sense. You know, we didn't want anything that was like, that would fall by the wayside sort of thing. So, I mean...
It gets people
It's branding, right? Like it's branding at its core. So Kleenex is a brand, right? Like whatever it is, you're going to be like, can I have a Kleenex or can I have a whatever?
Yeah.
But it's just facial tissue.
Yeah. Right?
It's like a bunch of things like that. So my point is like Kleenex doesn't mean anything.
No, yeah.
But it does now.
Right? Well, it is. So, it is the yeah, exactly. It's the
that's
it's
good,
the brand. It's the brand
but
that makes it.
It does now.
It does now. You can put your snot right in there.
That should be like in your, if you do like a video ad or something, sure. You know, this doesn't mean anything, but it does now.
It does now.
Contact us.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good.
Okay. So I guess we'll finish up. And you kind of already did give some advice, but I always ask at the end to give advice to anyone coming up in your industry.
I would say just listen to experienced people and take what you can from it because too many times I've been like, why isn't what I'm doing not working and not listening to the people who are telling me things.
Yeah. And we kind of already touched on it, but also making sure you're surrounding yourself with like positive energy.
Totally.
Right.
Like start following people that inspire you and the styles that inspire you. And then you kind of always have like a daily inspiration, even if you feel like you're mindlessly looking through stuff.
Yeah.
It's going into your head and hopefully those kind of styles are like sticking around. And
another question actually, do you ever feel kind of lonely? Cause you work by yourself, right?
For the most part.
Yeah.
I started a job in the summer that I'm now working at, but
yeah,
it's somewhat creative, a little bit more like corporate, I guess, but, you know, corporate, but the freelance, the freelance was quite like, I found that like when you're like stuck inside, at first you're like, this is awesome. I can like wake up anytime and work on stuff as long as deadlines are being met, whatever. But, the structure, like if you don't give yourself structure, it can be kind of weird.
Yeah.
Sometimes with that too, it's like, it feels lonely in the way that like, you don't really have anyone to bounce anything off of. Like you don't have anything, anyone to like share the load with. Right. Mm-hmm. So like if you're in an office or something like that, you can be like, oh, this is a tough week. And you got a coworker and you're like kind of a team and you're like, Mondays. Oh yeah, we did it. Oh yeah. Mondays or I can't wait till Friday. And that's a living death sentence. Anyways. Yes. Working with Sean, like as a having a partner in the business, I definitely couldn't have done it. Like couldn't do things by myself that way. Like freelancing, I was okay at because, you know, you always have that existential dread, but you also like all the victories are yours as well. So you can keep that too. But
sure, yeah,
with the business, there's just so many moving parts that like there's really high ups and there's really low downs, and having someone to like share the ups with as well as the downs is like really sweet. And, you know, Sean and I have been friends for years and stuff like that. So we're really like pumping each other up, and if I'm down, he's up, and if he's down, I can be like, let's do it sort of thing. So we really have each other in each other's corners. That's there good. to do that kind of thing.
I just talk to myself.
Yeah. Well, I that's funny enough. Like that's one like, of the things for sure.
Hey,
where I'm like,
stop fucking around. Get back to work. No, you get back to work. You shut up.
You're really pissing me off today.
And then out there, my studio mates
like,
out there.
Like, oh, is he doing a podcast?
Like, stay away from him today.
Yeah. No, it does. It's kind of weird, right? Like,
well, it took me, when I moved in here, I was very excited. And then there was 2 months where I felt really weird, like really kind of like, this is not, maybe I made a mistake kind of thing. Mm. Not that, because I'm fine working by myself, but when you actually like invest in something like this, where, you know, you have to maintain, you're kind of like, oh shit. Like,
yeah.
And then I've kind of like over the last year or so kind of settled in.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was that.
It's part of the growth, I guess, though, right? When it's like a scary thing at first and then.
Yeah.
Because like. Yeah, right? Honestly. That's
that's
how
true.
I see it.
Yeah. Yeah. You should have some of that for sure. Yeah.
Because I don't know. I think like being at home too much, like I would have preferred, like I told myself, oh, it'd be cool if like every day I went to a coffee shop though. Or something. But you won't force yourself to do that. So unless the work is coming in and you're saying, well, I've got 24 hours to finish this now, so I better wake up early and do it. Like, I'll do it for the work, but I won't do it for me.
Yeah.
So
I have to.
That's the problem.
Yes. Yeah. I have to come here now because I feel like I have to have.
Yeah.
Once I'm here, I feel like I'm at work.
Treat it like it's.
Whereas I'm at home and I sit on the couch and I turn on Friends and I just like, I tell myself I'm going to do work and then. You know, Ross starts talking and Rachel starts talking. And
another part of that. Another part of that is like, when you're home, you have like obviously a lot of other distractions, right? Like your personal life. Oh, I should really do laundry. My room's a mess.
Yeah,
I better do that quick. Which like when I was in university, my room has never been cleaner. But so there it does have its versions.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
But also like with your like significant others or like roommates or whatever, you're like. In the zone, and let's say you are being really, really productive that that particular time, and then somebody comes like, "You want to make dinner? Let's watch a movie. Let's go do this." Like, I know that it doesn't seem like it right now, but I'm at work. Yeah. Like, I am at the office right now. Like, doing work.
That's the biggest thing. Actually, it's even animals. Like, just like you know, Marty, our stupid dog, and he just like they're and the cats. Just like you can't escape that.
Yeah.
So you definitely need a place where you can just like, actually Heidi just said to me, my wife said, bring Marty to start bringing him to the studio with you. I'm like, so I was like,
I'm not going to do any
good idea. No, what I said was, cause I'm smart. I said, good idea. Good idea, babe. I like that. That's good. And then it won't happen because there was a spot over there for his bed. I could actually do that. But anyway, he's going to stay at home. Okay, I think that's it. That was very, very close to an hour and a half.
Wow.
So thanks, Emma, for coming on.
Thank you.
Thanks, George, for coming back.
Of course.
Number three. Sweet. And thanks, everyone, for listening. And thanks, Publican, for the delicious beer. Actually, we went through my month's supply.
Uh-oh.
It's okay. I just walk in. There's, yep, there you go. okay, so we'll see you next time. Have a good one, everyone. Bye-bye.